I want to give out some thoughts that I've gathered over the years, and I trust that they'll be a help to you, and that we'll all appreciate more and more the Lord as our shepherd. So shall we read the psalm again? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Someone has said that what the nightingale is among birds, so is this psalm, this divine ode, amongst the psalms. Henry Ward Beecher said, it has charmed more griefs to rest than all the philosophy in the world. It has remanded to the dungeon more false thoughts, more black doubts, more grieving sorrows than there are sands on the seashore. It has comforted the noble host of the poor. It has sung courage to the army of the disappointed. It has poured balm and consolation into the hearts of the sick, of captives in dungeons, of widows in their grief, of orphans in their loneliness, nor is its work done. It will go on singing to your children and my children and their children through all generations of time. Another has said, they touch, inspire, and comfort us. Not as an echo from 3,000 years ago, but as the voice of a living friend. The child repeats them at his mother's knee. The scholar expands on them his choicest learning. The plain man loves them for their simplicity as much as for their beauty. The church lifts them up to heaven in the many-voiced choruses. They fall like music on the sick man's ear and heart, and the dying Christian says, that is my psalm, and cheers himself with its words of faith and courage as he enters the dark valley. And I doubt whether there's a church in the world today that has never had read to it the 23rd Psalm. I would deign to say that it's the best known portion of the Word of God. We're apt to say that John 3:16 is. But you know, beloved, there are hundreds of people in Sydney tonight who don't know what John 3:16 is, who cannot quote it. But I'm sure they know what Psalm 23 is. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You'll notice where it comes in the Bible, its position in the Scriptures. It comes after Psalm 22, and it comes before Psalm 24. It's in the middle of the two. That's a very wise statement, isn't it? But that's where it is. And if it was anywhere else, it would be in its wrong place. So the Holy Spirit has placed it there, right in the middle of Psalm 22 and Psalm 24. Psalm 22 is about the suffering Saviour. Psalm 23 is the Psalm of the Living Shepherd. And Psalm 24 is the Psalm of the Exalted King. In Psalm 22 we have the Dying One as our Saviour. In Psalm 23 the Living One is our Shepherd. And in Psalm 24 the Exalted One is our Sovereign. Psalm 23, what a psalm. Psalm 22 tells us of the cross. That was yesterday. Psalm 23 is the crook, and that's today. Psalm 24, we have the crown, and that's tomorrow. Yesterday, the cross. Today, the crook. The Good Shepherd, Psalm 24, the crown, that's tomorrow, tomorrow. Psalm 23, of course, as Mr. Stormer would have told you, tells us about the Good Shepherd. We read all about that in John chapter 10. Psalm 23 is about the Great Shepherd. We read about him in Hebrews chapter 13. And in Psalm 24, we've got the chief shepherd, and we read about that in 1 Peter 1 and 4. In most of our in a lot of our Bibles, the word my is in italics. And somebody has said that if you leave it out, you say the Lord my, is, in italics I should say, the Lord my shepherd. If you leave the word is out, which is in italics in my Bible, you would read it thus, the Lord, my shepherd. And so it becomes an exclamation, the Lord, my shepherd. And as we look at him this morning, we can all exclaim, the Lord, my shepherd. And we can still say, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I guess we can all say that, can't we? You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again, for it's worth repeating. He's not only the shepherd, he's not only a shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. And he became mine, and I became his the day I accepted him as my personal Saviour. He's my shepherd. And I would remind you of Thomas when he knelt down at the feet of the Lord Jesus and he said, my Lord and my God. Makes all the difference, doesn't it? When you can use that personal pronoun and say, he's my Lord, he's my God. And Job could say, and where he got his knowledge from, I don't know, but he could say, he's my Redeemer. I know, he said. I'm not in any doubt about it. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And Mary could say, my soul doth rejoice in God my Saviour. So he's my shepherd. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my Redeemer. And thank God, he's my Saviour, the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack anything. I cannot lack anything because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. An old Christian lady said, well, I shall not want because everything the Lord sends me is what I want. That's all I want. Whatever the Lord sends me from day to day is what I want, is what I need. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want provision. I shall not want peace, provision, because he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And in the green pastures there's enough to meet my need and your need. And so I shall not lack provision. I shall not lack peace, for he said, he leadeth me beside the still waters, the waters of quietness, the waters of peace. And throughout life's journey, we shall never lack peace if we allow the Lord to lead us beside the waters of quietness. I shall not lack restoration. I shall not lack restoration. There are times in our experience when we need to be restored. And the psalmist said, he restoreth my soul. And when we faint, and when we fall, and when we sin, and when we lack appetite for the word of God, and when we have no desire for the fellowship of the Lord's people, well, the Lord restores our soul. He restoreth my soul. I shall not want restoration. I shall never lack that. I shall never lack guidance. For the psalmist says, he leadeth me. He leadeth me. He goes on before us. He leads us. And he guides us every moment of every day. I shall not lack courage. I shall not lack courage. Why? For though the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'll not lack courage in that day when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall not want for courage. I shall not lack his presence. His presence. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. I will never leave thee, he said, nor forsake thee. I am with you every day of every week of every month of every year. I'll be with you not only for time, but for all eternity. Thou art with me. The problem with us is, of course, is that we're not always conscious of that, are we? We're not only aware that he's with us, that he's by our side. That's the problem with us at times. But the psalmist says, well, I'll never lack his presence, for he's always with me. And then again he says, I'll not lack true comfort. I shall not want true comfort, for thy rod and thy staff, the shepherd's tools, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. And as I go around, and at times as we go to Beth Sheen in particular, every month, what the saints need is comfort. What the saints need is comfort. They need to be encouraged. These older saints, like myself, we need to be comforted at times. We need to be encouraged. And if our trust is in the Lord, we shall not want comfort. For his rod and his staff, they comfort us. What else is there? I shall not want protection. Protection. For thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Right in the presence of his enemies, the Lord provides a table and he protects us and he preserves us. Paul could say, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He trusted the Lord to protect him and to preserve him. What else is there in the psalm? I shall not lack joy, for thou anointest my head with oil. And that speaks of joy. We've been speaking about rejoicing this morning. And we shall never lack joy if we put our joy in the Lord and if we rejoice in Him. I shall not lack fullness of blessing. I shall not lack fullness of blessing. Why? Because my cup runneth over. The old chorus we used to sing says, running over, running over. My heart's full and running over, and running over. And we'll never lack the fullness of blessing because our cups are running over. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack divine favour. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I shall not lack divine favour. The grace and the favour of God is ever upon us. We'll never lack it. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall not lack a heavenly home, for I will dwell, said the psalmist, in the house of the Lord forever. I shall not lack a heavenly home. We're going home, beloved. Here we have no resting place. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're going home.